Can't help but to want you more.
dando todo. En tu palabra yo creo. Que tu presencia descienda aquí como lluvia sobre mí. Pues yo sé que tú me hiciste libre. Tú me hiciste libre. Libre soy. Jesucristo me salvó. En la cruz Él me liberó. Yo sé que tú me hiciste libre. Tú me hiciste libre. Libre soy. Vamos a decir, yo sé. Yo sé que tú me hiciste libre. Libre soy. Con manos en alto, tu nombre exaltaré. So I'm singing, I'm dancing, and I'm gonna pour out praise. I'm lifting, come on, my hands up, and I'm gonna shout your name. So I'm singing, I'm dancing. Pour out praise. I know, come on, you know, we know. Hey, 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 Christ Jesus, save my soul. Can't help but to want you more. I know I'm living in your freedom. I'm living in your freedom now. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, we know it.
Well, it is so good to see you today. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Weekend. This is a really special weekend for us for a couple reasons. One, we're doing something we haven't done before on the weekend, what we're doing right now, and I'm going to explain what it is in just a moment. But it's also the first weekend our Christmas offering is open to be able to give, and it's also baptism weekend, where we're celebrating the new life we have in Jesus through people that are being baptized in water immediately following each of our gatherings. And so it's a really awesome, awesome weekend. So glad that you are here with us. But I want to explain a couple things, and I want you to have a chance to let your feet rest. So why don't you just have a seat real quick? Go ahead and do that. Let me tell you what this idea, Encounter Jesus Weekend, is all about. If you've been a part of this church, this Jesus community, for a number of years, you might remember that on this weekend, we would traditionally, in years past, have a worship night, which was a separate experience in addition to all of our weekend services. We would do a worship night on Friday and then usually also Sunday night, which would offer us a chance to have extended times of musical worship, times of reflecting with communion, kind of times of prayer. And here's what we decided this year. Rather than do that in addition to our weekend gatherings, we said, what if we just do that in our weekend gatherings? And so that's what this is, and that's what we are doing today. And so if this is your first time here, what we're doing today is a little different than our normal kind of weekend, what we do, and primarily in this way, there will be less teaching and more music. You're not supposed to cheer for that. Because, you know, on most weekends, I get the connection cards, and most of them say, James, would you talk more? And actually, I've never gotten that connection card. So We're doing that a little different, and it is pretty awesome. But just so you know, it's not all music. We're going to have opportunity to receive communion. We're going to have a real special time where prayer is going to be available. We're going to read some scripture together. And this has just been a really, honestly, kind of special gathering in each of our services, and I pray it is the same for you. The other reason we're doing this is because as a country, we're moving to this national holiday called Thanksgiving. And isn't it interesting that as a country, we have a day set aside for gratitude? The origin of Thanksgiving is that it's an opportunity to really look back and to celebrate the harvest, meaning that you planted seed in the summer and it grew all fall, and now you've taken it in and you have enough food to survive the winter. That's actually how Thanksgiving started. To celebrate, look at, we have enough, like God has been faithful to us, we're gonna make it another year. That's actually the history of Thanksgiving. And I think the idea of it is still applicable for us, even though most of us in this room are not farmers surviving off the land. But this is an opportunity. I hope you walk out of here today and your heart is more grateful and you're more thankful because you look back and say, wow, look at how God provided. That even in the middle of difficulty that you might still be in right now, even in the middle of challenges, that you'd be able to look at the ways God has been good to you, the way he has shown his grace to you, his kindness to you, his mercies to you throughout the year. And that we leave here at the end of this and we're more grateful and more thankful as we head towards Thanksgiving. That's our goal. Now, to kind of set the stage today with that idea, I want to remind us as a community of our 2019 word for the year and verse for the year. And our 2019 word for the year as a church was the word clarify, is the word clarify. Clarify means to see clearly, to make clear, to illuminate. And what we want this Encounter Jesus weekend to do is to illuminate God's love for you and the goodness he has shown you throughout the year. And our verse for the year comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I want us as a community, can we read this verse out loud together? It's on the screen, everybody everywhere, ready, begin. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Did you know we have just 5 weeks left in 2019? And here's a question I want to pose to you. What if you decided today to make these last 5 weeks your best 5 weeks with Jesus? What if we all decided to do what that verse just said and to fix our eyes on Jesus and persevere these last 5 weeks and say, Jesus, I'm gonna make you the center of my life now as we end this year and not wait till January when I make those New Year's resolutions. Like, don't wait, just decide right now. Jesus, I wanna walk closer with you. I wanna be more aware of your goodness and your grace in my life than I have been these previous 47 weeks of 2019. That's the invitation that we all have. And I want to invite you today to encounter, to see God's grace and his goodness. In fact, this next song is called Good Grace, and it celebrates seeing what God is doing in our life and asking him to continue his good work in us. And as we worship today, and as we sing and we receive communion and prayer, I just want to invite you to maybe grow in your expression of worship a little bit. Would you stand with me? What I mean by that is I want to invite you, you know, to sing. If you normally don't sing, the music will be loud and nobody will hear you. All right? So if you normally are like, I'm not a singer, nobody will hear. Sing. When I say grow in expression of worship, maybe you're new around here and you've seen people lifting their hands like this or like this, and you're like, why won't anyone answer their question? They're not answering the question. This is a biblical expression of hands lifted. Usually when it's palms up, it's saying, God, I want to receive from you, or God, I surrender. When it's palms out, it's a sign of blessing, saying, God, I bless you, I praise you. And so maybe today you would go, I'm going to get crazy and try that, you know? And let me just tell you, lifting your hands is not a spiritual thermometer of how much you love Jesus. This isn't, well, I kind of love Jesus. I love Jesus. Woo, I love Jesus. right? Like that's not, that doesn't mean that, okay? And so, but I just want to invite you to maybe let your posture lead your heart. Because what I've discovered in my life is there's a lot of times I walk in here, and I'll be honest with you, I'm the pastor, and I don't always feel like worshiping Jesus. Not everything in my life is always going great. I don't always feel it. But here's a habit I've developed, that when I walk in and we're singing a song, I lift my hands like this, and I say, God, I want to be open to you. And whether I feel it or not, I know you're here. And I know you want to do something good in my heart. And so I'm opening myself to you and the good grace that you have for me today. And I want to invite you to maybe do the same. Let me pray for us. Jesus, you are here. You're not far away. You're right here in this moment with us. And so God, would you make us aware of your presence? Would you make us aware of the goodness and the grace that you have given us this past year? And would our hearts be more grateful and thankful as a result of today? Meet us in this moment. Amen.
Praise go up as the walls come down. All creation, go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring, but I know here in the middle is the place where you promised to be.
Cause all I want God meets us again and again. One of the promises that Jesus' followers have clung to for thousands of years in times of stressful times, in times of worry, in times when hope was needed, was Psalms 23. In a moment, we'll share a song with you, and it's called Be Still. And the psalmist, in his writings, encouraged us to rest beside quiet waters and have your soul refreshed. We're going to read Psalms 23 together. And in that moment, I want you to be thinking about having your soul refreshed in this season. We're going to read it with our outside voices. Ready? Begin. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Go ahead and be seated.
So I will give it all, 'cause you gave it all.
We're going to move into a time of communion, where communion is available, and prayer. And as we do that, I want you to consider this statement. Jesus never asked his followers to remember his birth, just his death. I mean, doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd? I mean, we like to celebrate birthdays more than we do death days. I mean, as we like to celebrate birthdays because that's where life began. That's something to celebrate. And even as we kind of as a culture come up to this time of year, Christmas, or believe it or not, in a few weeks, we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Think about this. Jesus never asked his followers to remember or celebrate his birth. But he did ask his followers to regularly remember and celebrate his death. And he gave us something to help us remember and celebrate his death, communion, where he took something as ordinary as bread. And scripture says he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it, representing his life being blessed, broken, and given for us. The bread representing the body of Christ, the cup representing the blood of Christ, poured out when he was beaten and nailed to a cross to cover all sin once and for all. You see, Jesus' death was different than anyone else's death, and here's why. Because Jesus' death actually marks our birthday. The death of Jesus actually marks the day that all humanity could experience new birth in Christ and be forgiven, not because of how well we follow all the religious rules, but because of what Jesus had already done. And so the reason Jesus says, "Remember my death," is because it celebrates our spiritual birth and the spiritual life that we have in Jesus. This is what Galatians 3:13 says. Let me read you this verse. It says, Christ redeemed us. In other words, our spiritual birth. He brought us from death, from the curse of the law, by becoming a curse for us. Jesus took our punishment. Jesus took our sin, and he took it upon himself so that we could have new life in him. This is what we remember and what we celebrate at communion. But Jesus also gave us something else, not just communion to remember this new life that we have in him, but Jesus gave us a new kind of community, a place that we could be encouraged and learn how to live out this new life that we have in Christ. And that new kind of community is the church. It's God's idea, not any man's. And the church is to be a place where we experience the love and the encouragement, and we get the opportunity to learn how to live this Jesus life out. It's not something meant to be lived alone. Did you know 56 times in the New Testament, there's this phrase that translates into English, one another? There's 56 one another's in the New Testament that say this is what the church is supposed to do for one another. It says things like encourage one another, give to one another, bless one another, pray for one another. And so we want to practice that today. So during the next two songs, here's the options and opportunities that you have available. The next two songs talk about God being a way maker, and that even in our battles, we're surrounded by him and surrounded by his community. And at any time during the next two songs, you can come forward and receive communion on the front sides of the stage. There's multiple communion stations, and there's even one gluten-free on each side, in case you're wondering. We practice open communion here. That simply means all are welcome. This could be your first time. You could be visiting out of town, from out of town, and you're going, am I allowed to do that? If you would like to participate, you don't have to have gone to a special class or be a member here. All are welcome if you'd like to do that. And the way we're gonna do that is today, different than the last couple weeks. If you'd like to receive communion or prayer, I want you to come to the center aisle, come forward, receive communion, and then keep going. Don't turn around and go down, up, back up the side aisles and then back to your seat. That way it'll help us be able to accomplish it during those two songs. But also in the center, some of the leaders in our church, people, they would love to pray for you. And here's what I know. Some of you are here and And you're in a battle, as these songs talk about. You need a miracle. If you just want somebody to bless you, to pray over you, pray that God gives you all the courage and faith you need to, as our theme verse says, fix your eyes on Jesus and finish the year strong, then I would invite you at any point in the song, you can come forward. They would pray for you as an individual, maybe as a couple. If you would say, man, I have this thing going on in my body and you'd like them to pray for healing, we believe in a God that does that. You can come forward. They're just going to put their hand on your shoulder and pray a prayer and bless you in Jesus' name. Or maybe there's somebody that you want to stand in for. And you would say, man, I have this friend, this loved one, and I know this is really going on and it's weighing heavy on you. And you would like somebody to pray with you for that friend or for that person. You can do that as well. So both of those, you just come to the center aisle and either come to the middle for prayer or go to the sides for communion. Would you stand with me? Let me pray for us one more time. Jesus, you're here. You're present. God, we remember your death through communion right now. And as we receive communion today, we celebrate our spiritual birthdays, that you became sin for us. And we're so grateful. We're in awe of that, Lord. And God, we bring you our sin, and in exchange, you give us forgiveness and you give us grace. And God, we just remember that right now. And Lord, we thank you for the community that you created called the church, a place where we can be blessed and prayed for and encouraged and loved and know that we don't have to fight our battles alone, that you are a way maker. And so we celebrate that through this song. In Jesus' name, amen. I worship you, Lord.
never stop again. You never stop, you never stop again. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop again. You never stop, you never stop again. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. Come on, you never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And that is who you are. And that
available for you up front, and people who would love to pray for you.
There's a table that you've prepared for me, in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battle. There's a table that you've prepared for me, in the presence of my enemy. It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battle.
As Jesus people, that's how we fight our battles. When doubt and fear and discouragement and sickness, when they come for us, how do we fight our battles? Rather than run away from God, we run to Him. And we experience His goodness and His grace, and we're reminded that even when this broken world that is not yet redeemed throws its worst at us, that we have a God who is with us. That's who God is. I'm going to invite you to be seated one last time, and then you will have to get up one more time, because you can't stay here all day, okay? Hasn't this been just so good? I'm so glad that we did our weekend service this way, leading us up to Thanksgiving. It's been awesome. And here's what I hope you're reminded of. I know as I've just watched God work in our hearts and in lives, as people are reminded in communion or receiving prayer or just through the songs that we're singing. In the same book of the Bible where our verse for the year comes from, the book of Hebrews, there's a little statement in there to the Christians that book was written to, 2,000 years ago, not quite, that says, "Don't give up gathering or meeting together as some people of God have done." And why does it say don't give up? In other words, don't quit coming to gatherings like this where the church worships Jesus and opens scripture and receives communion. Why should we not quit going to gatherings like this? Is it because the church attendance police will get us? No, we don't have those, okay? Why? It's because something supernatural happens when the people of God corporately come together and worship Him that is unique and different than even you worshiping God on your own. Can you listen to the same songs we sing here in your headphones? Absolutely. You can go for a walk, you can be at work, you can do that. I do that regularly. Can you read scripture on your own by yourself? Absolutely, you should. But something different happens when the church, the body of Christ, comes together and worships Him. And it's something supernatural. And so I'm so glad that you're here today, and I trust that our prayers have been answered, that you would have encountered Jesus today. We're going to sing one last song, but before we do that, I just want to remind you that this is our Christmas offering weekend where it is open to give. You couldn't give before that, you can today. And if you're new around here, our Christmas offering is a year-end offering where we give an amount between you and Jesus, what you give, where we give over and above our regular giving to forward fund all of our compassion and outreach efforts in the coming year. And here's what we do here. We ask everyone, if this is your church, we ask 100% of us to give, because 100% of it we give away. That's what we ask people to do, that every single one of us participate. Because if everybody does something, I just know God can do everything. And so if you want to know more about the projects for the Christmas offering, inside your program, if you got a program, just go ahead and get it in your hand. This is really a brochure. It tells you everything about it. You can open it up. You can see our financial goal. You can see the breakdown of that goal. You can see all the partnerships and projects that we do. And so we have a pretty big God-sized goal where we met with all these amazing partners that do a great work. And we said, hey, if we could come alongside you and help you, what do you need this year? And then we added it up. What's it going to take to build that many homes for family in poverty? What's it going to take to do some new projects at the orphanage in Uganda? What's it going to take to fight human trafficking and hunger and homelessness right here in our own city? And we added it up and it came up to $837,000 that we want to give away in 2020. Now, here's what that means. We need everybody to do their part, and you'd be shocked at how easy this could be. If you look inside your program, here's actually what it says. According to our average attendance, if every person gave $135.61, we could meet that goal. Now, here's what you need to know. Out of that average attendance, 6,142 people a weekend, about 120 of those, give or take, a few more, are part of our prison church. Did you know we have a church that meets every single Thursday night at Donovan Correctional Facility? Now, those men that are part of our prison church, I don't think we're accepting SIGs this year towards the Christmas offering. Okay? So, which maybe that's still a currency in prison, I'm not sure. But here's what that means. We need some people that will go, you know what? I'm going to cover 10 of them. Or some, there's a few people in our church. Here's what I know. You could go $135.61 times 120. I'll take care of the prison guys. And he could write a check and give all that. My family of five, it means that I know there's families that aren't able to do that. And so my family, as we've been thinking and praying, what are we going to do? We said, we're going to give that amount, 135 times five, because I have three kids and my wife that attend church here. And then we said, we're going to take care of a few other families of five that we know can't do that as well. And so we're just asking everybody to do something. And it makes such a big difference. And I just want to tell you one quick story of how this makes a difference. You might not know this if you weren't here last week, but we celebrated. We had a team go to Bright Hope School and Orphanage that we have been supporting and a part of. Some of you are back, all right? You made it back successfully, but we had a team of about 20 people that went over there and visited and loved on the students at the school and saw what we have been given to and supporting now for well over a decade. And I just want to tell you one story that they brought back. I want to tell you about a beautiful young girl named Noi McGuera. And she is a sixth grade student at Bright Hope School and Orphanage. She's been attending the school since she was about 4 years old. And she lives in the village. She's not an orphan that lives on the grounds full time. But because that school is there, she has access to education that she probably wouldn't have if we weren't doing that. And she wasn't one of the children that are sponsored by us. And here's what a typical day for her looks like. She wakes up at 4:30 a.m. She's an early riser to get bathed, get her uniform on, and get ready for school. She loves to arrive early. In fact, on most days, she shows up at 5:30 in the morning to have extra time to read and study before school starts. As she's grown up at Bright Hope School, she's been able to take classes in reading, writing, math, social studies. She's been fed nutritious meals every day that she might not get otherwise. She's made friends, had access to great health care to keep her healthy and strong. And now she's saying that her goal is to go on to secondary school. And then here's her dream, that one day she would be able to be a commercial airline pilot. That's what she wants to do. Isn't that awesome? Absolutely. And Noi McGuera is just one example of hundreds of kids that have had their lives changed through Bright Hope School and Orphanage. And that young girl's picture gives us a story into what our collective generosity can do. That we can't solve global poverty, but we sure can take care of her and several hundred other students like her. In other words, we can do our part. And if every Jesus person and every Jesus church would do something, I just know everything would get done. And so I'm asking you, between now and Christmas Eve, would you give generously towards the Christmas offering? And there's a couple ways you can do that. One is using the envelope inside of your program that looks like this. But there's something special. You got to make sure you mark this Christmas offering, because every dollar that goes to the Christmas offering, we use for those projects. There is a little card in there that says Give Hope. Please fill out the card that says Give Hope so we know it's Christmas offering. Fold that up if you're doing a card or a check or cash and put it in the generosity envelope with it. The other way is you can give using the app or if you just follow the steps on the app, you can go to thechristmasoffering.com and all the information as well as a bunch of videos about all of our partnerships and projects are on there as well. So I hope that you'll take advantage of that. And if this is your church, let's all participate and let's all give, because then we give 100% of it away. It's one of the best things we do around here. So thank you for being generous as we, from now through Christmas Eve, talk about the Christmas offering. All right. It is baptisms. We have one last song yet, but if you're here and you are volunteering with baptism or you're getting baptized, I see a few people are wearing their right shirts for baptism. I'm going to dismiss you ahead of everybody else. So to make it easy for them to get out, let's all stand. And if you are getting baptized or volunteering with baptism or you want to be baptized, we got shirts and shorts and towels and everything you need. Go ahead and dismiss yourself. Just about 3 minutes ahead of the rest of us. Let's celebrate all those that are doing that. Awesome. And then when we dismiss, if you get your kids and you want to come back down and hang out, we're doing it right outside on the patio right here, celebrating their new life that they have in Christ. It's going to be awesome. All right, well, the rest of us, let's sing one more song called Something Good. And I hope as you head towards Thanksgiving, your hearts are full and you're more aware of the something good that Jesus wants to do and is doing in you. Let's sing this song, then we'll be dismissed.
You joined us today. Hey, drop off those connection cards, giving envelopes on your way out the doors. We've got baptisms on the patio. Have a great Thanksgiving. We will see you soon.